President Trump's tweet to go back to the countries it came from, directed at four members of Congress, was racist and offensive. It also didn't make much sense. Three of the Congresswomen were born in the United States. But forget the actual tweet for a moment. Some immigrants do go home, but not because anyone told them to. Many immigrants, and not just those who moved to the United States, feel a need to keep feet in two worlds, the old and the new. Somali-Canadian journalist Hodan Nalia did. Nalia was born in Somalia in 1976. She moved with her family to Canada when she was 6 years old. In 2014, she founded an online platform called Integration TV and traveled back and forth from Canada to Somalia to cover stories about how Somalis were working to rebuild their home. Here, Nalia describes reaching out to the Somali diaspora with news of their homeland.
The narrative for the past 25 years has been war, has been conflict, and part of it is, some of it is true, but that's not the only story. There's other stories. There's other stories of people who live in a great country where 98% of the country is safe, and there's just one city that usually tends to have problems. So as somebody who cares about sharing human stories, war is one element of it. There is the mother who has, you know, children that she wants to provide for, who's selling camel milk on the streets in Somalia. I mean, is her story any less valid than the guys who are bombing the cities?
This weekend, Nalia had a fatal encounter with those guys who were bombing the cities. She and her husband were in a hotel in the Somali port city of Kismayo when militants of Al-Shabaab attacked it. At least 26 died. Producer Lior Khananayev worked closely with Nalia at Integration TV. We caught up with Lior earlier today in a busy part of Toronto.
Well, Hodan could have lived a regular North American life, but she chose to get out of her comfort zone and follow her dream. She tried to reconnect a broken Somalian community. Her show catered to Somalians and Somalian youth and the diaspora. She really tried to bring positivity to the country because that country, you know, it had a very tough history and people just really suffered there. And unfortunately, it has a bad light on it.
What kind of people did she profile? Who did she find interesting?
The local heroes that you don't see on the news. She tried to tell positive stories about the community, and she would dedicate her days into finding the people that the community wants to hear about. Because unfortunately, a lot of people just see Somalia as this country that has a lot of negativity to it.
Lior, you and Hodan were of very different backgrounds, and yet you became fast friends. What did you learn about Somalia from Hodan?
I learned that even though the community is very broken, it's also very tight. And the more damaged you are, the closer you are together as a community. And, you know, I think the Somalian culture is in a rebuilding phase. And Hodan was really in the middle of it all.
Producer Lior Khananayev, who worked closely with Hodan Nalia at Integration TV in Toronto. Thank you very much. Our condolences to you today.
Thank you for having me.
At least 25 other people were killed in the attack on the hotel in Somalia this weekend. Al-Shabaab claimed credit for the incident.